Right, with that as our reading for the introduction to the discussion groups this morning, we'll ask Brother Ian McFarland to lead us in the intro.
Well, good morning, everyone. How's everyone today? Ready to go for the classes? Good. Well, last night we went through and we walked with Paul and Timothy. We went to some of the different places that they went to. We looked at some of the different cities that they saw. And we met some of the characters that they met along the journey. And we talked about how the relationship of Paul and Timothy would have grown stronger as they went on this great journey. Over 3,000 miles on the second missionary journey, about 3 years, just a little, maybe 3.5 years, and you really form a bond. Remember, we talked about it's not the places, it's the people. It's the people you meet and the people that you travel with. And so certainly Paul and Timothy are growing closer and closer together. So we saw that last night. One of the things that we didn't do is we didn't really talk about the character of Timothy very much. And even in our discussion classes in this first day this morning, we're going to get into the first to the third chapter. But it doesn't really, unless we're going to bring it up, get into the personality of Timothy. So one of the things I wanted to put on the screen is just some of the characteristics of Timothy that come from the Scriptures. Maybe we can maybe note them down for our discussions because we really want to get to know Timothy, the person, as we go through our study. So just two quick slides here, kind of outlining the character. And Uncle Jay was kind enough to lend me this. And this was, I believe they showed this at Manitoulin Youth Camp the previous year. And I thought it was a really nice way to summarize the character in two slides. So what we've got is just one or two word expressions with all these subsequent verses talking about the character of Timothy. So we talked last night, for example, about him being genuine, a genuine person, the unfeigned faith that he had. He was loving. He's emotional. We talked that he was a worker. A key one is he was selfless. He was a student of the Word. We talked last night that he was a son, Paul's own son in the faith. My beloved son, he calls him. He, yes, maybe this is where we get the idea of timid or afraid from. But yet he was courageous in other things. I think sometimes we maybe tend to concentrate too much on the timidity of Timothy, but I also think he was very courageous. You cannot go through some of the things that they went through and not have a courageous faith in the truth. So I think sometimes we need to look at that aspect of Timothy's character as well. We talked about his family strength, certainly his mother and his grandmother, and well brought up in the truth. That from a child, he knew the truth, and he was steeped in it. So certainly had some good encouragement from that perspective. So, you know, slightly timid, as we said, but yet I think courageous in other instances. The other thing, he's very faithful to Paul. Just think about how much Paul would have appreciated him. Think about you're on a journey, and you know, if you're doing it by yourself, but then a close friend is able to come along and help you. Just think about how tremendous that is. And I think that's how Paul would have felt about Timothy, that God gave Timothy to Paul to help him in the work, to strengthen him. So, you know, think about that. If you got really good friends, you can imagine that's how Paul felt about Timothy. The next area, and again, you can see another whole list of the characteristics of Timothy. We know that he was ill, so he seemed to have had some sort of an illness that he had, and we know that Paul talked about, you know, taking a little wine for your stomach's sake. So, you know, was that a remedy to try to help him in his affliction? Well, we see that certainly he was enduring. And faithful and genuine. So a number of different attributes. So again, you're more than welcome to grab those after. But what I wanted to do for in the quick time that we've got is in the booklet that we had, I thought there were some really good study tips that were there. I just want to reiterate those study tips as for the week, but also as we go into our breakout sessions. The first one is find the facts. So as we go through the first three chapters, find the facts. Once you found the facts, establish the principle, and then apply the exhortation. So I thought that was very helpful in the books that we had, and I wanted to share that with you. I thought that's a great way. Don't try not to get that order mixed up too much. And I think those is a really logical step of developing good principles. Find the facts, establish the principle, and apply the exhortation. So I just wanted to share that with you this morning. So in the background, what I thought I'd do is just give you a couple of things to start to think about as you get into the sessions today. So as you're looking in the background, I want you to think about as you're into your discussion groups, as you know, what are some of the family challenges that Timothy had? Mother, a Jew, father, a Greek, and then how did it affect his character? And when you think about those things, how does different backgrounds affect our character in the truth? I think those are really good things to think about. Because sometimes we only see things our way, and I think we also have to start to appreciate other people have different backgrounds, and they come at it in a different way. So I think that's worth thinking about. Circumcision, from the perspective of this, is how would you relate that to doing things for others that you're not compelled to do? He didn't have to be circumcised, and yet he submitted that so that he could work with the Jews, being from a Greek and a Jewish background. So have you ever done things in the truth you don't have to do, but you do it for the good of others? Think about those type of things. I think that's an interesting thing to think about. And how affected are we by the cities in which we live? We went on that journey with Timothy. We saw all the different cities that they saw. How do you think you're affected by where you live? You're from North Battleford, Saskatchewan. You're from Vancouver. You're from Kelowna. You're from Penticton. We're from Hamilton. So, you know, you all, in Seattle, you have all these different places in California where you're from. How do you think you're affected by the areas in which you live? I think that's also really worth considering. And then think of the effect that Timothy, we talked about the area of Lycaonia. And what was the name of the meaning of Lycaonia? Do you remember what the meaning of that area was? Wolf-like, right. So you know, how would he be affected by the characteristics of those people? I think it's very interesting to think about that. The goal of our instruction is love. So that's another area that we're going to be looking at today, and that's from chapter 1, verse 5. So what does this mean in practical terms? What does it mean practically? The goal of our instruction is love. And why does Paul even say that expression? Have you ever asked yourself that? Why does he even say that the aim of our instruction is love? And just a couple little hints. Look at the context of verse 4 and verse 6 around it. So in your groups, have a look at the context of that and see if that's something that you can bring out. I always like to ask myself the question, why does he say what he says? The other one is we're going to be looking at woman professing godliness, chapter 2, verse 10. So what challenges do women professing godliness face today, and then how do you overcome that? So you're trying to be a woman that's exemplifying these characteristics. What challenges do you face because you're acting like that in a society that's completely foreign to that, has no concept of it, what godliness means from a scriptural perspective, especially for a sister or a young girl. So then how do you overcome those challenges? That I think is worth discussing. And here's another little thing to kind of really give some thought to. Why does Paul focus on the outward apparel? Isn't it the inward heart? Why does Paul look at it from that perspective? Think about that in the class. Because have you heard the expression with somebody who's wearing something that's maybe probably not appropriate? Well, God knows what's in my heart. Have you ever heard that one? Maybe we've used it once ourselves, right? And so, but why does Paul do that? Why does he express it that way? I think that's well worth considering as well. Now, prayer for all men is another area we're going to be looking at that. What should we pray for in terms of the government? How often in your prayers are you praying for the government? What should we pray for with the government? And then what is the purpose of this type of prayer? What's the purpose of praying for all men? And is that something that we include regularly in our prayers. I think those things are some worthwhile things to discuss. And God willing, we're going to try to get around to hear some of your discussions in your classes, and maybe we'll take some of this up in the wrap-up session. We got just a couple of other points for the wrap-up as well. Okay, so I just would leave it there because I think we're ready to get going, and I guess I'll turn it back to you, and we'll go from there. Okay.